All right, it's time now for the very latest and most important edition of the Beer Pod yet with Tim Kearns. I'm Rick Moore. And, Coach, these are strange times, but very, very important to get the Beer Pod information out there.
Oh, it certainly is, Rick, because there's a lot of people in the area that are supporters of their local craft breweries, and those who are interested in getting into the craft beer scene. It's important to know who is open and where you can go and who has available pickup and who is not at the at the moment.
Well, I know the one thing that you're not going to be able to do is pick up draft beer on tap because that requires you to go inside or to have a keg. But it is interesting, excuse me, Tim, that so many restaurants in the area that have had takeout service at any rate are still able to continue with their takeout service. And I think some people, not everyone, but I think some people are availing themselves to that. I know we do. We're not afraid to go out and get takeout. So I'm guessing that you've sort of researched this and there's a similarity with the brew companies in the area.
Yeah, there are a handful of that aren't offering the service. There are many that that are. And while we're talking, I've got one more that I just thought of that I hadn't looked up, and I'm gonna go there while I'm talking about the topic, and I'm gonna go to Great Marsh over in Essex and see what their story is there. They're among the newest brew pubs that have opened, the restaurant and all, and let's see what their main page says. I guess I can start with them. They have takeout. Okay, so I have to add that to my list of places that are available. Their homepage says takeout growlers due to the coronavirus, food and draft service temporarily suspended. Beer to go is available through the growler purchase in the tap room. And again, you can call up, or you can go online and order them. Their service hours right now are noon to 4. Most places have limited hours, so you need to go to the website. I didn't note all those down, but you need to go to the website of your choice, and you can find out just what the procedure is. Some have you call. Others have you email to order your growler or your growlette, which is a 32-ounce bottle.
Okay, hold on. Whoa. Wait a minute. Wait just 1 minute. Okay, you mentioned two brand new words in my lexicon or in your lexicon that I'm not aware of, growler and growlette. So please elucidate.
Okay. All right, for the uninitiated, a growler is a 64-ounce bottle of your favorite libation, and a growlette is a 32-ounce bottle that you can fill.
Okay, so now, does that mean, because I'm a total neophyte with this, I just said that you can't get draft beer as on tap. So how do you fill a growler or a growlette?
Well, I was going to correct your misstatement there. What you're getting is, in a growler or a growlette, you are getting draft beer.
Oh, all right. Okay? Well, thank you, yes.
In many instances, you can order cans from the tap room as well, if they are available. If the brewery has like its own canning capabilities, there are smaller breweries that actually will hire a canning company to come in, and it's a big truck that comes in with all the canning paraphernalia, and they roll it in, and they set up a line, and they can your beer for you. Now, there are also several breweries. Great Marsh is one, but I'm not sure if they have it in operation yet. I know that Notch Beer has one. They will can a fresh draw of their beers and cap it right there in a can. It's a very expensive piece of machinery, so not everybody has that capability. Mm. But when I started Notch, I said, I got to give me one of those, because there are sometimes a 16-ounce just doesn't do it, and you got to open another one. I think this is a 20 or a 24-ounce can that it's perfect.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, so
if you're going to have, like, you know, you're sitting in for the evening and you want to have maybe a couple of beers and you just pop this one can and it serves the entire purpose, they're really cool. But they are an expensive operation. In talking to the guy at Notch several months ago when I came across it and I ordered them, I actually ordered them and gave them away as presents, which is really cool.
All right, let's okay, so Tim, let me interrupt you again. So if you get a draft craft, if I'm saying it correctly, let's say you go to the place in Essex, and what's it called? Great Marsh Brewery, right?
Yep.
Okay. And you order a growler, and you're going to get 64 ounces of whatever their specialty is. That is a tap beer. They put a cap on the bottle or a cork, yep, or something or other, and then you go home. How long is that good for? Because I know that if you have a pint of draft beer in a mug, it's not going to last long. It's going to go flat. So what about draft beer in a growler? I'm totally unfamiliar with this.
You want to drink it within max 3, 4, 5 days.
Oh, okay.
Once you keep opening it, okay, you're exposing it to the air, it's losing pressure.
Right.
And it's going to go flat. So ideally, you know, if you're going to get a growler, you may be going to share with a couple of friends, or you plan on drinking it over a weekend where you can, you know, you're going to have several sessions where you can drink it rather quickly while it's still fresh. You don't want to let those sit around.
Okay. All right. So, and so I would recommend then the growlet, considering the fact that you're probably not going to have friends over during this lockdown and self-quarantine type stuff. But
A growlet is only 32 ounces.
But that's what I'm saying. Okay. All right, and Tim, is there a general price on these, or do they vary from brewery to brewery?
They vary from brewery to brewery, and sometimes they'll vary from beer to beer, depending upon the beer's makeup.
Okay.
It's alcohol content, things like that. So, yeah, they'll vary within a dollar or two.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. All right, so we have been through the Great Marsh. They are serving takeout, and I also, I'm pretty sure they have food also, don't they, Tim?
Well, some do. Some do.
But Great Marsh does.
At all. What some will do on Fridays and Saturdays, they will bring in food trucks, which park out front, and they'll serve a particular, maybe Mexican or seafood or ribs to the drinking customers. And even people just walking by on the street, you can go in and you can partake. It's something else that they have to get into. Some of them are in very limited spaces, and so it's enough that they have their brewery apparatus taking up a lot of space. And what you don't have a lot left over for is kitchen, and that's another set of licenses you have to go through. You have to get your victual license on top of your beer licenses, not only to brew but to sell. It's just another layer of red tape you have to go through. And then there's all the cleanup that goes with it. And, you know, you've got to have dishwashing machines, sanitizers, and all this. So what they do is they'll bring in the food trucks, and a lot of places they'll make known that you can BYOF, bring your own food. And I've gone into Old Planters with a sub and a bag of chips from Gloria Foods, sat down at the bar at a table and enjoyed the sandwich and several beers. So a lot of places, Bentwater Brewery is like that as well. One of the new things among a lot of brew pubs is providing pretzels, and that's more or less along the European line, and they're large pretzels, and they get it from local bakeries. And I can tell you, Sylviticus in Amesbury has outstanding pretzels. Essex County Brewery over in Peabody has really good pretzels. Several other places have them as well, and that's just a way to, you know, get people to have something in their stomach while they're drinking the beers. And
Okay, Tim, what I asked was, does Great Marsh, go back to Great Marsh, circle back around for me. They have food generally. I'm just wondering if they're also serving takeout, you know, during this crisis.
Great Marsh is. Yes, they are.
Okay, all right. Yeah. All right, so now.
Now, for those who haven't gone to Great Marsh, yes, but want to go there, you have to know this. The brew pub is downstairs. And the beer you order there and pay for there, you have to drink there. You cannot take the beer pub, the beer pub beers upstairs to the dining area. There are two separate beer licenses at work, I understand.
All right, but that's all that's all out the window right now, given the crisis, because everything is going to be curbside now.
The crisis is over. But yes, I'm going to go through that list in a moment. But Great Marsh is among those that you can go and order beer.
Okay.
Again, go to the website and check, because some are asking you to send them an email, some are asking you to call ahead, and what they'll do is they'll alert you when the beer is ready, so you're not just hanging around.
Okay. All right, so get to some of the areas, some of the breweries that you know of that are in operation that people can call ahead or email ahead to go pick up either food or drink.
Okay, now, for those that places you can go, and these are just the mainly the North Shore brew pubs that I was able to reference on my beer list on my computer. Old Planters in Beverly is providing, but again, check all the websites and all these brew pubs for more details. Old Planters is providing pickup. So is Chinnelmacher in Beverly, Granite Coast in Peabody, Notch in Salem, True North in Ipswich, Night Shift in Everett, Bentwater in Lynn, Great Marsh in Essex. Those are the ones that I've checked that are providing curbside service. But again, go to the website and double check how they want you to communicate with them to put your order in. You'll also be paying by credit card. So mm-hmm. there'll be no exchange of money or anything like that.
Right.
KPM Brewery in Gloucester is closed for the season, so they're not available at all. Others that I checked that I had no response or no information on their websites was Backbeat, which is finally opened in Beverly, Essex County in Peabody, Gentile in Beverly, Riverwalk in Newburyport, Lord Hobo in Woburn, and Silviticus in Amesbury. Those last ones beginning with Backbeat, none of those websites are showing any information relative to the availability of beer for pickup.
Okay, thank you very much for all of that. Now, Tim, on a different, of course, this is all tongue in cheek that I'm doing in terms of emergency relief, because obviously these are very serious times. But it is good to know that you can get a certain libation, you can get your craft brew, and also something to eat with takeout. But of course, follow all the guidelines and certainly. Do what you're supposed to do in terms of the social distancing and the washing of hands and so on. Please be careful and take out, think of your neighbor, for heaven's sakes. I did see people kind of congregating together outside a bank today up on Cape Ann, and I'm thinking, come on, guys, come on. We have to do better than this, and we will. Now, the other thing I want to ask you about, Tim, is St. Patrick's Day. You're Irish, I'm Irish. St. Patrick's Day is a big thing. I'm guessing it was fairly subdued, if not completely subdued, in Ireland. And I know it was completely subdued here in Massachusetts, which lends me to believe that somewhere down the line, whether it's this summer, next fall, or in the wintertime, or maybe the next St. Patrick's Day, there's going to be some kind of a massive party somewhere.
Yeah, it could be in my backyard. I'm not sure.
I hope so.
I know for me, I love my St. Patty's Day, and Mimi and I did do dinner at her sister's house as we have traditionally done. Not quite as cheerful without Liam this year, certainly. But we had the traditional corned beef and cabbage, the American traditional dinner of corned beef and cabbage, along with some Guinness. But generally on St. Patrick's Day, I would spend the majority of Friday down at the Pickled Onion listening to my buddies Skip Tobin and Kevin Leahy playing Irish music. And then on this Sunday past, we're going to meet up the Hibernians and Lynn as they play again as the entertainment for the Hibernians annual 5K scholarship fundraiser road race. And that's always a great take. That's the guys that I grew up with and I knew. And that didn't happen this year. And it's all the traditional things that people have done over the years regarding St. Patrick's Day that were just totally wiped off the board this year. And you know, and I think everybody felt that gap in their St. Patrick's Day celebration. I know that the Onion, Skip told me that they were going to reschedule the St. Patty's Day party. And I hope they do, just to bring people back to a sense of normalcy once all this has gone. And again, we don't know when it is going to go, you know, how long it's going to be. But what we have to do as people, as you said, you know, be smart. Don't gather in groups. Keep your distance. Minimize the spread, because we see on the news more and more people who we wouldn't think would be liable to get it are suddenly popping up and getting it. You know, the Celtics self-quarantined, and it's come out that Marcus Smart has tested positive. Well, now how many of the other Celtics will test positive? Mm-hmm. You know, because we know it's a contact thing, it's a closeness thing, and they were quarantined together, so it's like you just don't know. And until we get enough testing kits available to test every American, we're not going to know how bad this pandemic is in this country.
Well, in the meantime, everyone is taking it seriously. We're paying attention. And it is, for example, celebrations canceled, birthday get-togethers, family reunions, weddings even. Everything is going on hold right now, and it's real and it's serious. And I think perhaps, just perhaps, fingers crossed, Tim, the country to come together at some point. But in the meantime, we will continue the beer pod, try to bring a little lightness to this event.
Exactly. And if you've got beer at home, drink it slowly so it lasts a while.
Okay. All right. That is Tim Kearns, the Beer Pod. And this is, of course, all in memoriam to the beer snob, Liam Flanagan. With MSO New Sports, I'm Rick Moore.